Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, glad you could join us on a overcast Wednesday morning. Mostly cloudy right now, but maybe see a peak of sun, a little chance of rain later, then cloudy tonight and rain, and then cloudy and showers on Thursday. I know, Joel, you and I were joking about we both got the grass cut yesterday. I think we're going to be happy we did, because it does look like it's coming. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, already radar's showing rain in the southern part of Ohio. It's pushing north, but it's just not sticking together. So I think it's just going to have to kind of overcome the current dry. But once it does, it looks like about 36 hours worth of rain showers.
And cooler, too. I mean, the temperatures are dropping. And I know, you know, there have already been some, you know, townships, villages that have switched their trick-or-treat night. A lot of them were doing it on Friday. Some are doing it tomorrow. Some are now doing it, you know, tonight to try to get it in. Some folks did it yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I know I live out in Pataskal, and it's they're keeping it for Friday night, the 31st. It doesn't look like it's going to be too bad on Halloween. But tomorrow you may be little out there walking around with the kitties. I mean,
yep.
Keep it up.
What are you? I'm bad weatherman.
What are you? I'm a stick with an umbrella. That's what I am tonight.
I'm wet Batman.
Now, you don't get many kids.
Get
where you're
any
at.
Kids.
Yeah.
We've never one time had a trick-or-treater in 30 years.
You're kidding me.
No.
Not one time.
No. Why? Who would drive on State Route 13 to drop by my house? Nobody. We don't live in a neighborhood.
It depends on what kind of candy you got.
It doesn't.
I mean, if you're handing out big size Reese's peanut butter cups, I'd be there. You may see me knocking on your door.
Well,
I can't believe it.
We don't
one.
Buy candy, and we don't leave the light on. So if you're thinking about trying it, just don't bother.
There's and I don't know a whole lot. I mean, have you guys ever done anything out in the Utica, St. Louisville area where you guys get together and just kind of do something?
No,
in the downtown?
But one time when Junior was, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there, we decided we'd take him trick-or-treating uptown.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because we decided, you know, people talk about, you know, other kids coming into the neighborhood and stealing candy from, you know what. So we're like, okay, so we bought 3 bags of candy. We started on North Street in Utica, which was kind of the hot spot for trying, you know, the police officers and the firemen, they would have the different places and all. It's really fun. So the first house we went to, we're like, hey, we live outside of town. We're bringing our kid in. Can we just give you these bags of candy and will you hand them out? They're like, sure, be happy to. I'm like, great. So we kind of paid forward, and then we went about trick-or-treating. So we got down to the end of the road. We were making the turn back, and I met up with a couple of friends, you know, just through the course of walking, and we were just talking about it was our first time trick-or-treating in town and blah, 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 blah. Well, one of the homeowners overheard us talking and didn't recognize me.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, hey, where are you from? So I went up and shook his hand, introduced myself, told him where I lived and all that, who my neighbors were and everything. He's like, oh, hey, cool. Nice. Good to see you. Good to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. And now every time I drive by, he waves.
He waves at you. Yeah. All right. So you got a friend out of it and somebody didn't get any candy. So that makes you feel good.
What do you mean? We paid forward with 3 bags right at the start.
We have the same thing in our neighborhood because I know a lot of the kids in the neighborhood because we've been over there now 18 years. You don't want a whole lot of kids coming in that don't live in the area, but my wife thinks she's got to buy 75 bags of candy. So it's either we leave it, you know, at the house and then I eat it and people want to know why I'm overweight. I'm like, look at all this candy she brought. Or we bring it in here, which a lot of us do. We'll bring it in here to work.
And God bless you for that.
Well, the problem is then you've got candy sitting back there forever because somebody in here is cheap. And they bring that candy nobody likes.
Mm-hmm.
So it sits there a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I what I'm getting at is we have a pretty good turnout in Pataskal. I mean, we have now this Friday. This will be one of the first times that I can recall where I won't be home passing out the candy because I'll be at a football game.
Right.
We'll be calling the Heath Fairfield Union game, which you can hear right here on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath. We'll have that for you. But I'm not, and I already told the wife, I said, good luck because you got a lot of candy sitting here. And she's not about the one for them, two for me, one for them, two for me rule. So my guess is I'm going to have a lot of candy
well,
left over.
Well, that's good for when you get home and are a little bleary eyed, pop a couple Reese's cups and keep on trucking.
Well, and the other thing, I think it was you had mentioned, you know, people, is it bad etiquette when you leave the candy out on the porch by yourself and there's nobody out there?
Mm-hmm.
What are the kids supposed to do? And they're like, well,
take one or two.
Yeah, man or say, that ain't going to happen.
Well,
it's just not going to happen. I mean,
if you teach your kids well, it will.
Now, look, you and I, and we have, and I don't know that my boys would do that. My youngest may have tried to take more than one or two. But there was somebody in your life you knew as a kid that if they put a whole bucket of candy out, they were taking the bucket. They weren't even taking the candy out of the bucket. They were just taking the bucket.
Again, those are probably delinquents that now are spending time incarcerated.
Either that or they're teachers, which is kind of how I know, because one of my friends is a teacher, and he'd be the one I would think would be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people just, again, going to be out and about having some fun. Just kind of remember that if you're the folks driving through this. And again, because, you know, Pataskla has the different subdivisions, you'll see the police driving through there.
Sure.
So just keep that in mind. And if it's rainy, just keep that in mind. The little ones, you can tell them a million times, Joel, you and I both know this. Don't run across the street. Don't run across the street. Don't run.
Well, but as soon as they find out someone across the street's giving out good candy,
yep,
boom,
they're over there.
That's where they are.
Or they see the older kids and they think, well, if the older kids can do it, I'm going to do it too. So just remember, keep an eye on those little ones over the next few days. They will be out and about for trick-or-treat. It's always fun to see what they're wearing.
I mean,
especially the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a Spider-Man comes up, I'm not going to lie, I give him two pieces. I'm like, here you go, dude. That was my favorite as a kid. Here
one of the
go.
Funniest ones for me is a family that we know. They have three boys, and the oldest boy, I remember it like it was yesterday, when he was about third grade. I saw him on the street, you know, his mom and dad were lingering with the younger brothers. And I'm like, hey, what are you? And he goes, I'm the money man. And he had like a fedora on. He had like a green pocket square. He had a green tie. He was carrying a briefcase.
He was a pimp.
No, he's the money man. Had a big dollar sign on it and all that stuff. You know what he is now?
A banker.
He's a financial advisor in New York City. That is exactly right. He works for one of the big banks, and he's kicking butt. And every time I see him, which isn't often, I'm like, hey. He's like, what? I go, you remember that Halloween? He goes, yeah, I remember. I was the money man. It's just hilarious.
Hey, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he wanted
to be. Apparently so. Get off the farm and go to the Big Apple.
And make a whole lot more money.
Well, you better make a whole lot of money if you're living in Manhattan.
You got that right. I won't argue that one bit. You know, we got the election is less than a week away. I checked the Ohio Secretary of State's website. Yeah, folks are voting early. Obviously, turnout is going to be down. There's no doubt about that. It's not the presidential cycle, so turnout will be down. I want to say it was 180 maybe thousand folks who have 170,000 folks who have voted early so far. Let me check here on mine.
That's 160
in the state. Yeah, 160,000 here in Licking County. About 2,600 ballots have already been cast, and the vast majority of those are in person, obviously, as you would expect. But I can't say for sure. I don't know what the numbers were, you know, for the presidential election early voting, but I got to believe they're down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
100%.
Yeah. And the sad thing is you know, there's a lot of races that are impactful, local races, as we mentioned. As a matter of fact, later today I'm going to be interviewing Heath Mayor Mark Johns and his challenger Kelly Spires. You've got Newark City Council. I believe The Advocate has something up today about Newark City Council, and I'll be talking to Marcy Phones is going to be talking, and Molly Ingold. So, I mean, there are a lot of races out there that folks got to pay attention to. A lot of township trustees are up. School boards are up. I mean, it's more important than I think people understand.
Well, I mean, that's it. You vote local. And, you know, if you can't get involved in the local race, it's pretty hard to bark about what's going on nationally, because that's where it all starts. So, you know, if you don't like the way things are going, get out and vote and voice your choice and all those good things.
Yeah, I'm looking at the ballot right now. Newark City Council, you've got second ward is up between Beth Blind and Daniel Crawford. Third ward, which I just mentioned, Marcy Phones and Molly Ingold. Fourth ward, Mark Labutis and Will Mooney. And then in the seventh ward, you have Travis Brawley and Michelle Newman. So there's a lot of them that are going to be up. Heath has a lot. City of Pataskala has theirs up. City of Reynoldsburg, I know, has a lot of folks. And then there's also the issues that people got to talk about. And I don't know how much you know, Alexandria and the merger with St. Albans Township. But I'm telling you what, them signs are all over Western Licking County.
Oh, yeah.
For and against. I mean, I wasn't here, obviously, when Pataskala became the city with Lima Township and all that. But those emotions run high when you're talking about some of these mergers. And there was one where I saw a no and then a yes, and they were neighbors. I'm wondering how that's going to work out, depending on how that vote goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. When you move somebody's cheese, which that's what it's all about, you know, you're You're beholden to new leadership and those kinds of things. And if you like the way things have been going, who would vote for a change? You know, that's the thing. You know, when you want to change something, you have to really explain the virtue of the change. Otherwise, people, I mean, you know, all the people that talk about, you know, term limits. It's like you don't need a term limit. If you don't like the person that's in there in your district, vote them out. I mean, there's every time you vote is a term limit, potentially. So just by and large, over and over again, people just like the status quo. They like who they complain about them, but they like who they got. And they just keep voting them in.
They know them.
Yeah.
It's what do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? And those kind of things. I'm with you 100%. Now, there's the other side of the folks. I keep other side of the aisle. Like, I keep voting and they keep winning. How am I going to get them out of here? I'm like, well, maybe you're the minority then, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, the people who are keeping them in there like what that person's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I get it. I'm the same with you with term limits. I've always said the term limit's the ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if somebody's not doing their job, you would hope that you got more than, you know, a handful of people who are going, hey, wait a minute, this person isn't doing their job, let's do something about it.
Right,
so
on.
You know, you've got the city of Newark has their 0.5% income tax increases on the levy this year as well. You get the village of Buckeye Lake with a 1.5% income tax. So a lot of things are going to be on this ballot, and I just feel bad for America, for our country, our county, our country, if you don't go out and vote and then you complain. I've always told the boys, I don't care how you vote, I don't give one. I never ask, and they've never asked me. I don't ask people how they vote. I'm just like, hey, as long as you feel like you've done your research, you vote for whatever or whoever you want, I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people just can't let that be the kind of the guideline and go do your thing. And it reminds me, if you want to do early voting, just remember that there will be extended hours at the Board of Elections, Licking County Board of Elections, over the weekend as well. But no voting on Monday. That was a change that was put in, I think, a year or two ago, where the day before the voting, there will be no early voting. They want to be able to get the poll workers ready, get all the stuff ready to go for election night, which, of course, is on Tuesday, November 4th. Stay tuned. We'll have more Buckeye Country. Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark and Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Cloudy skies, slight chance of rain later today, and then really this evening the showers move in through tonight and into tomorrow as well. So if you have anything you need to do, get out and do it now, because it looks like it's going to be a little bit rainy over the next 24 to 36 hours, but not too bad right now. Mix of sun and clouds as we go. Hey, I just want to remind folks, as well, as we mentioned earlier, high school football on Friday night. And it's just not, obviously, we'll have the Heath-Fairfield Union game for you, but you've got Granville taking on Sheridan. That ought to be a good one. Newark, Olentangy Liberty, Johnstown taking on Indian Creek. And then Licking Valley has the bye this week. So not bad, five teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been able to call a couple games, and it's been a fun season. But now it really gets started. I mean, it's one and done now. There's no, hey, coach, we'll be all right. We'll bounce back. We've got next week. No, it doesn't work that way. This is it now.
Yep. It's always fun to see how the rankings shake and where everybody ends up going. And, I don't know. I don't follow it as closely as you do, but it seems like when you get to playoffs, there's usually a couple of big blowouts just because some divisions are better, you know, have better coaching, better prepared than other ones, and some people squeak in. But I mean, it's different this year. Instead of 16 teams, there's only 12. So I feel like the OHSAA was trying to eliminate that big blowout score, trying to pare it down a little bit more and make these games a little more meaningful.
Yeah, again, off the top of my head, I know of at least two times where a 16 beat a 1 over the last few years, but it was few and far between.
Mm-hmm.
I hearken back to when it was just eight teams per region, and they, you know, because of COVID, They let everybody in, and they cut it down to 16, and now you're down to 12. And I'm all right with 12. You give those top four teams in each region a bye, so they get to sit back and watch. It was funny. I was going to call over to Licking Valley and just say, hey, where's Coach Boffman going to be this week? Is he going to be sitting home, or is he going to be out with all the rest of the coaching staff, watching the game that they could have the following week? But it'll be interesting. You know, I've been reaching out to Fairfield Union, to their coach, and get their stats and all that kind of stuff. It's just a great time of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. The weather has been fantastic all season long. I cannot remember a better high school football season weather-wise than what we've had. And now Friday night's not looking bad, but, you know, last Friday it was cool out. You could tell. And I know the kids were a little bit more equipment on, shall we say. The fans, more blankets I saw last week. I mean, folks are getting ready.
Well, and there's nothing like the excitement of high school sports. I mean, the communities are invested, the parents are invested, the families, the players, and all that stuff. It's much more so than the NIL college and the pros and all that stuff. I mean, you know, there's no tailgating going on at most places, but still actual game time, there's an electricity that you just don't get at many other events.
No, I will say this for Newark Catholic fans, even though they've had a couple of tough years, they're out there tailgating. They have their tailgate party before every game. Nice. So, I mean, they're out there. And there's folks, you know, you get out there a little early to some of these games, you'll see them out sitting there getting prepared for the games. But it should be a lot of fun. Again, this weekend, you've got four teams from Licking County in action. The fifth, Licking Valley, has the week off. So it'll be interesting to see next Monday how it all shakes out and where these kids. Now, this is the good thing about the playoffs. So they got the bracket. So the kids know, coaches know, fans know, okay, we win here, we know we're going here. Mm-hmm. So that does make it nice that you're able to see where and who you're going to play. And for Licking Valley, you know, until they have to play Bishop Watterson, who is the number one seed in their region, Valley will be home. So that makes it even better yet. And Heath, they just missed hosting this game Friday night. I mean, they were right there with Fairfield Union. So, you know, when people always say, oh, a game here or there, you can't afford to, you know, it's not that bad if you lose it. Yes, it is. I mean, ask Coach Tim Ward and his team, where would they rather be, down in Fairfield Union or home this week? Now, thankfully, it's not that far a drive for them. But still, you'd rather be home.
Well, plus, you know, the home accommodations are usually a little nicer.
Yep.
Stands are a little bigger, a little fresher, a little better positioned for sun position and all that kind of stuff. That's the way that works. So it's a little bit of a ride, a little bit of a grind for fans, but I'm sure they'll turn out.
I'm sure the Bulldog fans will be down there. So that's Friday night. We will have that game for you, 6:45 pregame and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. So it should be a lot of fun. Rennie and I will be down there at Fairfield Union bringing you the action on that. And then we'll have Licking Valley. We'll carry them as far as they go in the playoffs starting in week two of the high school football playoffs. Be sure to join us on Friday. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County.